Well, welcome to our Christmas program. We're really glad to see you all here and hope everybody can find space and can see what they want to see. Just feels good to have you all here. To start with, I'd like to give you a chance to sing with us. So if you'd all turn to 96, we'll sing the first and third verses of Joy to the World. It's number 96.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing.
Turn to the back of your song sheets, or not your song sheets, but your program handouts. There's a little congregational reading that I'd like to do with you. And the purpose of it is, well, this whole program is not just a Christmas program about a little baby that came a long time ago and that was about it. But this is the program, this is about the Lord and Master of history. The central figure of history, Jesus Christ. And so I was trying to think of a way to help you understand that, and I think the Lord led me to this particular passage of Scripture, and I adapted it just slightly so that we could read it together. So I'll read the part that says leader, and you read the other part. We give thanks to the Father. For He has delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
By Him, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, thrones and dominions, principalities and powers.
All things were
He is before all things, and in Him all things consist.
He is the head of the body, the church.
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. And we only desire that in all things He may have the preeminence. Well, let's just start with prayer. Lord, we just thank You for this chance, this opportunity to get together. And I pray that You will indeed be lifted up, and that we glorify You as the Lord of history. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said,
Let there be light.
And there was light. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
And the evening and the morning were the first day.
And God said,
Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters.
And God called the firmament heaven.
And the evening and the morning were the second day.
And God said,
Let the waters under heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear.
And it was so.
And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good, and God said,
Let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth.
And it was so.
And the evening and the morning were the third day.
And God said,
Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth.
And it was so.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
And God said,
Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven.
And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying,
Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth.
And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
And God said,
Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind.
And it was so. And God said,
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them,
Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that and he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying,
Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God made, and he said unto the woman,
Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said,
Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were both open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him,
Where art thou?
I heard that voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.
Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
The woman whom God gave to me, she gave me the tree and I had to eat.
What is this that thou hast done?
The serpent beguiled me and I did eat.
Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said,
behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever.
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep away the tree of life.
And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying,
the same shall comfort us concerning the work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed.
Years, 200 years, 300 years, 400 years, 500 years.
And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
There were giants in the earth in those days.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
And it repented the Lord that he made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said,
I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God.
The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
And God looked upon the earth, And behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah,
The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without pitch. And behold, I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. Wherein is the breath of life from under heaven? And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So did he. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Was 40 days upon the earth, and it increased, and beareth the ark, and it was lift above the earth.
The water is very deep.
It is. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters.
And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered.
Help! 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 Help!
15 cubits upward did the water prevail, and the mountains were covered. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark.
They all died!
And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
God remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. And God sent a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. The fountain of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained.
And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And God spake unto Noah, saying,
Go forth of the ark, thou, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee.
And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart,
I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done.
Of one language and of one speech.
And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there, and they said one to another,
Go to, let us make brick and burn them truly.
And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said one to another,
Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.
And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said,
Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.
Stop it! Look, we're standing there. Why are the all by 5 and 19?
So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth.
And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth.
Through the ages, God made many covenants with his people. God is always faithful and always keeps his word. Join us as we remember these stories in history of God's chosen people. God chose Abraham to be the father of this nation. And the Lord said to Abraham,
"Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all families of the earth shall be blessed."
Then Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they gathered, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. Then Isaac dug the wells of water which they... Then Isaac pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father.
Those Philistines, they plugged up this well too.
We'll dig them again.
The water's ours! The water's ours!
No, the water is ours! Our father Abraham dug these wells.
Oh, come, we will move on. We want to be peaceable.
Then the Lord said to Isaac,
"I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake."
And the Lord appeared to Jacob in a dream, saying,
I am the Lord God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south.
And in you and your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This place shall be called Bethel. The Lord shall be my God. And the stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house.
Then God used Joseph to save the family from starvation. In Egypt, the children of Israel became a great nation. After many years, God used Moses to bring them back to the land he had promised to them.
Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourselves straw where ye can find it, yet none of your work will be reduced. Fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw. Why have you not fulfilled your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw?
Let the Lord look on you and judge. You have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants to put a sword in their hand to kill us.
Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all.
Then the Lord said to Moses,
I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant.
Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. For I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then shall you know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord.
And the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell my servant David.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold to be ruler over my people, and have been with you wherever you have gone, and have made you a great name. I will set up your seed after you. Your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever.
Now, Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as you have said. So let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God over Israel. And let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed this to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you. And now, Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this goodness to your servant. Now, therefore, let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken it. And with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever.
Years later, God spoke again to the prophet Jeremiah.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law on their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
After Jeremiah, God sent several more prophets to speak to his people. Then, for 400 years, God seemed to be silent. We call these years the
400 silent years.
Yet, God's people continue to believe, to pray, and to wait,
and wait, and wait
for the Messiah to come.
And then,
according to Luke 2 and Matthew 2,
it happened like this.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Because there's no room for them in the inn.
Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Shepherds said unto them, let us now go
stuff and the big wine in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
The Messiah has come! We saw him! The Messiah has come! We saw him!
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Joy to the world! Joy to the world!
Far away on Jesus' plains, shepherds of long heard the joyous strain. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Sweet are the strains of redeeming love, echoes of mercy from heaven above. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For out
is it written by the prophet.
And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed.
And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came to stand where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. Gold,
frankincense, and myrrh.
Now there were certain Greeks among those who came to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying,
"Sir, we wish to see Jesus."
"The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life shall lose it, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, that where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone follows me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name."
"I have both glorified it and will glorify it again."
Take, eat, this is my body. Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine again until I partake of it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
And he, bearing the cross, went out to a place called, the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves,
"Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be."
That the scriptures might be fulfilled, which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Therefore the soldiers did these things. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother,
"Woman, behold your son."
And then he said to the disciple,
"Behold your mother."
And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said,
"I thirst."
Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a hyssop and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said,
"It is finished."
And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
to you. Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Thus it was written, and thus it is necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission should be preached in all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send to you the promise of my Father, but you are to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants will I pour out my spirit in those days. They shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven and signs in the earth beneath. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him, being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified, and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Men and brethren, what shall we do?
Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.
Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
The Lamb is its light.
And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it.
Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there.
They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, but there shall by no means enter in anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month.
The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am a root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
And he who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly.
Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Well, I hope that's all of our prayer. Maybe to just remind ourselves of that, let's go to 143 and let's sing that yet. 143. Sing the first and last verses. Lord Jesus, thank you for creating us, first of all, and for redeeming us and going through all you went through for us. Lord, thank you that you love us in spite of the fact that we're not good all the time and that we're just humans and that each of us in our own way was guilty of having you put to death. Lord, thank you that you're coming again, and I just pray that when the time comes, we'd be indeed ready for you, and we'd be able to enjoy that moment when we see you face to face. Help us to do the things we need to now to love you with our whole hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you're dismissed.